Live from Los Angeles.
Wow.
What?
A nearby location?
City I manually changed it to be Los Angeles.
Oh, good. I liked it better when we were live from Denmark, but it'll work.
Los Angeles is the entertainment capital of the world, so this will be an extra entertaining podcast tonight.
We're gonna treat tonight as an LA themed show. We like Los Angeles
so
much.
That's a good idea.
So we're gonna theme it. We're gonna make the viewer feel like they're in Los Angeles.
How will we do that? How do you do that?
Well, hold on. We should wait an hour before we say anything, because it's kind of, to do anything in LA, it's like kind of an hour of traffic, so we'll just kind of stall.
We were in Los Angeles recently, and we saw a billboard that said, average LA commute time, 29 minutes. I don't even know what they were advertising, because my brain shut off at that bold-faced lie.
Be on the 405.
We haven't gone anywhere in under an hour anywhere in
LA. I guess the average LA commute is going from your house to the corner.
Yeah. And
even then 29 minutes is pretty fast.
Gotta get on Laurel. Gotta take the canyon, bro.
So
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So yeah, this LA themed show is gluten free.
It is an LA themed show. You might see a celebrity on this show.
Or four.
Or you take your dog to a spiritual yoga advisement seminar.
Get it a certificate so that it can go into the restaurants and sit on the floor while the other people eat.
Watch this podcast inside an isolation tank and expand your mind.
And do a ton of blow.
Those are our LA plans this weekend theme song.
I forgot that disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Podcast 311.
311.
Whoa. We did it again.
Wow.
It's 315. The next podcast is going to be the Holy Podcast.
Amber is the color
Austin
of
Austin 316?
Yeah, we're going to celebrate him.
We're going to film it live from Austin.
Yeah.
We're going to go
and we're going to read Bible passages.
Yeah.
Favorite Bible passage. Let's all go around, do a roundtable discussion.
Around the room.
Garrett, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Ecclesiastes 17:4.
Uh-huh. What's the passage?
There's a pause. It starts with a pause.
Okay.
Starts with a pause.
And God said, ...
Well, Thomas leapt from the mountaintop and said to all of his flock, "Let ye not be afraid. The Lord provides."
He left off
afraid.
The mountain.
Be
while
not afraid.
He said that.
Yeah. Thomas
so,
was.
I guess the lesson was be not afraid. The Lord will provide.
Yeah.
As you leap off a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good passage.
God's going to catch him. That's what it's telling
what
you.
I think.
Yeah.
God, that's what it's telling you.
So God is constantly catching people in the Bible.
How do you interpret it, Rocco?
Well, real quick, before we get too deep into Bible discussion,
okay.
I want to just say real quick thank you to our sponsors, Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com. Dost thou go to Loot Crate? I'm trying to speak biblical. Lootcrate.com/Mega64. Sign up.
Yeah.
Use Mega64 as the your product code and all that. You're going to get a good discount. You're going to get a good deal. You get a box of stuff every month.
We got a heads up from the guys working at Loot Crate. We actually know what the next Loot Crate theme is going to be.
Yeah.
Bible theme.
It's going to be all Bible theme.
It's going to be all
Christian
crucifixes, and you get a little piece of the cross in the next
New Testament. It's the New Testament.
Communion wafer will be in there.
A communion wafer.
There was a Bible
game. A little vial of wine.
For NES, right?
Yeah. There
Bible stories?
There were a couple.
Super Bible adventure or something like that?
You guys should do that next year for SGC. Really
show those super Bible adventures?
Show those evildoers who's
boss.
Don't
you have to, like run around with Baby Moses in that game?
And you can accidentally drop him in the river.
No. Baby Moses,
well, that changes everything.
Yeah, you could alter time.
Well, Loot Crate, they're coming to you next month with the religious box set. Maybe an HD remake of Super Bible Stories.
It'll include an HD
remake. Maybe an HD remake of the Bible.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You could get it on the ABC miniseries.
On your DS.
Hey, portable. If there was a new movie coming out that had, like, Jesus almost looking like Neo, and it was called Bible HD Remake, I'd probably watch it once, you know, give it a
We watched it in San Francisco.
What if it was Jesus and he looked like Captain Jack Sparrow, and it was Bible HD Remake?
No, because
it has to be Neo, huh?
Yeah, it's got to be Neo.
So Rocco,
that's how I feel about all entertainment. Neo or nothing.
That's how I feel about all religious figures. Neo or nothing.
So let's get it going. Hashtag Neo or nothing this week. You know, just talk about your favorite religious icons. But
yeah,
you know my stance.
And all the artists out there, I want to see the DeviantArt pages lighting up. Jesus as Neo, Buddha as Neo,
not Muhammad. Do not draw.
I want to see the six-armed Neo.
Yeah,
of certain religions lore.
Ganesh Neo.
Yeah, both of you, please explain what the name is again.
Ganesh Neo.
I saw it on The Simpsons. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
It's about right.
I'm 100%.
Well, you guys are usually right on pronunciation. So
that's right.
And remember
100%
names.
Faith.
Gehishnu.
100% faith, just like Neo. anyway, and I want to thank sumolounge.com. If you're ever going to pray or sit down, do it on a sumo. Go to sumolounge.com.
A sumo, like a pew where you can kneel on it.
I've done that.
I've knelt on those before.
As a little Catholic boy, I would go to church, and you do a lot of praying in church, and they actually have pads on the pew in front of you to kneel down on it.
Swing that little thing down.
If only they had sumos there.
Yeah.
Who knows? I might be right with God.
Well, instead of standing up and kneeling and all that stuff, they could just lay on a sumo.
I used to go to church with my friend's family when I spent the night at his house, and I would always do whatever they did, but never just, you know, I would just, like, go through the motions, but not say anything or do anything. Yeah. It was the most uncomfortable
Blasphemy.
Hour.
Cheater.
It was so uncomfortable.
Blasphemy.
It was
because you were half-assing it. If you would
have
fully committed, you
would
have loved it.
All of a sudden, they'll start saying these whole things. Like, he didn't say it. Everyone just starts saying it, and it's like, how'd you even know? And what are you even saying?
Father,
who
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
No, I don't.
How hard was that?
Oh, it's crazy.
I remember going to the birthday or some event of someone we knew in school. guy who ran for politics. I don't want to say his name.
I know who you're talking
but
about.
But I went there, and it was
Mitt
someone.
Romney.
It was like it was a relative of his or something. And she was like, "Hey, so you go to school with him? Yeah. Oh, cool. So your name's Rocco? Yeah. Is your family Catholic?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well,
sorry.
It's a big Italian family, so definitely." Catholic,
yeah.
And she went, "Wow, you stand up and then kneel, and then stand up and kneel a lot, right?"
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty exhausting.
I guess so.
Whoa.
Yeah. You ever feel like not doing all that kneeling?
Oh, my
God. Whoa.
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm sorry.
My God.
And then she, like, gave me a card, like, come to a real church.
Oh,
I was
step
like,
up.
I've been threatened into another church.
Yeah,
what's going on? This sounds like a fun
church.
That's
like the perfect thing to say to a Catholic, because who isn't tired of all that kneeling?
But it was seriously like she like backed me into a corner and like, come here. And it's like, is this Fight Club? Like, where are we going? Like,
why do you do so much kneeling? I don't know. God asked me to.
Hey, fucker. You going to be down on your knees this weekend? You want to come to a real fucking church?
Sexual.
Yeah.
You want to pray to a real God? It's like, whoa, okay. I just want cake. Sorry.
Sorry that came.
Anyway.
The cake was alive.
When I had
it's a little Bible joke.
When I was a younger piece of shit and I had a mall job and I wore Misfits t-shirts,
way different person.
Yeah. Like, you know, beyond the pale.
We wouldn't even recognize him.
Yeah. Long time ago. Some guy from a church came in and was like, "I want you to come in just the way you are. I like you just the way you are. I want you to come into my church." And I'm like, "Sir, you have to leave the store. I'm working." He was relentless, though. He would come in all the time and try to, like, recruit people.
Because
he
could get
That was the hardest sell I ever got. But this girl sounds,
it was like,
that's never
please
fun.
Leave me alone. I'm sorry.
You like kneeling?
Yeah. Cool. But anyway,
yeah, I do like kneeling.
I was gonna say, be sure to check out, in addition to the sponsors, be sure to check out shop.mega64.com. We have a lot of stuff on sale and going quick. A lot of shirts over the course of, we were gone at Comic-Con, a bunch of other stuff. And over the course of that, a lot of stuff sold out. But be sure to order what's there while it's still there. And get a shirt or a DVD or a Blu-ray. It helps support the show. Also, we want to let you guys know that coming, we're going to start trickling out some of the new merchandise we've been developing and you've been seeing previews of from these conventions. Starting Friday, August 8th, we're going to release the first new shirt of our bunch that are coming. The Mega Mansion shirt, a Derek produced effort with art by Dustin Peterman. Never know what he wants to go by. Great artist. That shirt is awesome, and it looks so much better even in person than it does in the artwork. It looks really, really, really good. We'll post some photos later of what it actually looks like in person. It looks awesome. So anyway, those will be on sale this week
on Friday
August 8th. We're really stoked about that.
At Comic-Con, I got a lot of people saying they were really sorry because they couldn't get tickets for our Game Day's event.
Yeah.
Because they thought it sold out. It's not sold out. We got a way bigger room this time, so it wouldn't sell out for a while. So you can still get tickets.
Yeah.
So those of you who thought you missed your chance, you did not. And please come to Game Day's.
Yeah, we'll put out a whole bunch of new info this coming week on Game Day's. Right now, there isn't really like a link to all that stuff on our front page. There will be this week. And it'll have all the info on the event, some more info on who's coming, what are we doing, things like that.
That's when it's going to sell out.
Yeah, tickets are still on sale right now. We have sold a lot of them, but there are still some available. Yeah. But I think once we announce the rest of the stuff...
Mm-hmm. I have an announcement to make about Game Days.
Whoa.
And in regards to who's coming.
Do we have announcement music?
Special guests. I want to confirm right now. Do we have music? Because play it now, because I'm about to make the announcement. No music.
Hey, they could give me some guests. This works.
Perfect guest music.
Eric couldn't have composed one song for this podcast.
Nope.
Eric, I gave you a free copy of Fruity Loops. Come on.
Come on.
Did not use it.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead, Derek.
Are we ready for the announcement?
Yes.
I will be there. Confirmed.
All right.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Hell
you had us all fooled.
I didn't think you were coming.
I didn't fool you. I confirmed a guest.
Well,
me.
I don't think you
come meet me in person.
Was hoping for a bigger.
Give me a high five. Give me five to the side. I'll put it out down low. Too slow. We'll do that in person. Come out to Game Day's.
Yeah, and I have another shred of good news, if I may make the announcement. Do you have announcement music?
Play.
Okay, cut it. Cut it. Cut! Fuck you. Our next announcement is... Great news. God damn it! Son of a bitch! No one is going to be racist at Game Days. No one
That's
will be.
That's not confirmed.
I don't know who's going to show up.
Delete that. I don't ever want to see that again.
I hope not.
Next week.
I'm not going to discriminate against racists.
Next, I'd like to.
If they show up, they show up.
Okay, now I have two announcements. Fernando will be running the show next week and not Eric.
That's one.
Okay.
That's one.
I'll train him. God damn it. Okay, no. Our gallery, the gallery at Disneyland, there's an art gallery right when you go in. Good news or bad news, depending on what side of the fence you're in, they are replacing in 2 weeks the steampunk exhibit.
Yes!
Oh,
it will be gone and replaced with... I'm waiting to see confirmation. I don't know what this is.
Dieselpunk?
Oh, no. It's artwork of the Haunted Mansion. I don't know what that is. Personally, I am bummed out they're getting rid of the steampunk exhibit.
Oh.
I don't know what the haunted house thing is, but the steampunk exhibit will be gone. Eric never got to see it. I'm really sorry.
Not
I really,
once.
If you want to go, I mean, we have like 2 weeks, so if you want to go, let me know.
I'm good.
I got photos. I'll show you later. Anyway,
I got goggles at home.
I'll show you those
later when we get home.
Eric, in that gallery, you know, there were things that were like, okay, I see how you justified a gallery. Like, there's artwork of, like, the French, like, Jules Verne kind of ride.
Right. Mickey in a top hat. Right.
But then there's glass cases that would just have a top hat with goggles. These are goggles. Oh, okay. And then there's, like, a wrist steam valve thing. This is something that, in steampunk, helps flow with steam.
No, it doesn't, because it's not real.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help it.
It was like, how did they tie this into Disney?
It's real in my head canon. I can explain to you how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sakura Wars, Eric. Watch it.
So there's that. Anyway, lot to talk about. Busy couple weeks, crazy couple weeks. How long has it been since we did a play? Well, we just missed one, right?
We missed one, but we, yeah.
But I don't think it was live.
Comic-Con.
Was it the SGC one that was the last one?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, wow, so much has happened since then.
We've been busy, guys.
God damn.
So I want to say thank you to everybody who came to visit us at San Diego Comic-Con. Crazy as usual. Our panel was awesome. I was so happy with the turnout and everything. I didn't know how it was going to go because they put us in a way bigger room this year.
I thought our panel was off the hook this year.
Yeah, I was really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah,
no diggity, no doubt.
I had to bag it up.
We didn't have to turn away 300 people like we did the past 2 years, so that was
awesome. Was the best feeling is everyone that wanted to get in got in.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the perfect place for us.
Yeah.
And it went great. We debuted, we'll talk about our Dragon Ball Z video in a minute, but we debuted it there. People got to see that first. And then we showed other secret videos and things we're not allowed to show.
We always have the best panel everywhere we go. People are constantly complimenting our panels. If you haven't seen us live, make sure you do.
Could you classify our panel as a world premiere panel? Because we show world premiere videos there. DBZ
we
for the
do,
first time.
We do, but you have to factor in how much of the world cares.
Yeah, maybe the percentages don't even up.
Maybe a lot, maybe not.
Okay.
Who's
to say?
We're big in LA, guys. That's what it counts. This is the LA cast.
This is the LA cast, so get your Scientology. Anyway.
Dianetics, guys.
So check that out. Anyway, but yeah, Comic-Con was nuts. I mean, other than that, it was fun. I got all the exclusives that I wanted. Thank you very much.
What were those?
Let me see. What were they?
There's a lot. Armored
Black Ranger, miscolored Vegeta.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of exclusives are too hard to get because you got to wake up at 3 in the morning, get a ticket by the water.
Not too hard for this guy.
By the water, and then you could line up here and then win a chance to line up here.
You fucking
lies. So I didn't do any of that. But what worked out in my favor is I had a lot of people coming up to the booth with, like, they had, like, an exclusive Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Well,
a guy walks up to the booth and literally went, wish I could get some shirts at this booth. Why? What's wrong? Why can't you? I just have, like, I don't know, like, buyer's remorse. I waited to get this Jabba, and I don't really, at this point, I don't really want it that much. Okay, I'll buy it off you. Oh, okay. All right, now I'll buy a couple shirts. Okay, great. There you go. All right. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, I was having exclusives hand delivered to me.
Shopper.
Yeah. Just because people would wait because they always do.
Yeah.
And
he paid $10 more for that Jabba and didn't have to do any of the work.
Yeah.
Definitely worth $10.
You know what's funny is I saw somebody on the show floor standing in the middle of the show floor holding that Jabba with a sign that they would sell it.
Really?
Imagine going to a convention
and you're standing
there with one item on the show floor.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con, too, because it's so big and there's so much to do, but that's your day. It's just like, I got this for sale.
How many more times that weekend did we hear that people were going to put it on eBay for
$500?
Hey, everybody at home, you know, just to recap, in case you haven't seen past podcasts, we determined long ago that when someone thinks they have a valuable thing that could go for a lot of money on eBay, they always instinctively, from the gut, say, I get $500 on eBay. It's always that number, $500. And what happened, we had a group of guys with the Jabba thing and whatever, got
some
that.
Sword,
but then
a different group came.
Nerf Magic the Gathering
It was
sword.
A Magic the Gathering, like, axe or a sword or something.
Nerf axe.
And I made a joke. I went, hey, you know, I'll give you $20 for that. You know, knowing that they were $100 if you wanted to buy one. And the guy shot back, I could get $500 on eBay right now. And he wasn't in on the joke. It was like, you really think you could get that?
We felt bad laughing in his face.
We laughed. We all laughed in his face because we've said that on the podcast 100 times.
And $500. He was being a douche about it.
He was.
Hey, I'm amazed at how expensive the stuff at some of the booths at Comic-Con is.
Yeah.
Like, these vendors are bringing. I said that the main problem at Comic-Con this year that I saw was that every vendor thought that they had liquid gold.
Yep.
Perfect description.
Because I saw so much bullshit that was priced at over $500. And that's before somebody would buy it and put it on eBay.
Yeah.
So where do they go from there? I saw a collection of Akira comics for like $600. And I just thought to myself, like, why bring that here? Leave that in your store for the I don't know, somebody who wants to seek out a $600 purchase.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just hoping some fucking rich celebrity walks by and is like, oh, dope, I gotta buy it. Like, maybe. Didn't the guy from Coheed and Cambria buy a $300 Jedi robe?
He did. And I saw him, you know what, before the hall opened, walking around. Because I did the same thing. I go before the hall
opens. This year you saw him again.
And this year he was, like, doing some shopping. But I was gonna say... Yeah, it does get a little annoying with every booth thinking they have the Holy Grail.
Hmm.
And, you know, look no further than, for me, I mean, you guys at home know I always get the kitschy, like, Power Ranger shit. And I did get the figure arts they did of the Black Ranger. But Bandai, the company that typically in America makes the Japanese Power Rangers toys, last year they had the Gold Morphers, and, you know, I got those and stuff like that. This year, I think they thought they were such hot shit because they had those Gold Morphers last year. That this year, it was like, yeah, our booth, we have the Dragon Dagger with, like, some more gold on it. And guess what? It was this whole fucking vision quest to get their items. It was...
They're trying to make it harder.
You get a ticket... Starting at 6 a.m., you could get a ticket at the bay. Then you... The first 20 people, once they have that ticket... are guaranteed that they can wait in line at the booth to buy it. If you're not one of those first 20 people, you have to show up to a separate raffle.
It's a raffle.
To see if you won the chance
to go buy it.
It was like, and you guys at home know how much I love, you know, they had like Ranger keys that I wanted. I didn't want the dagger, but they had, you know, this other stuff. You guys know how much I like that stuff. I was at Comic-Con all day, every day, and I couldn't even get any of that stuff. And I mean, it wasn't worth it in any way to me. And I think what's really a telling thing is, you remember last year we got the Gold Morphers and we were selling them and we were looking online and everyone was roaring about them, just like, did you get one? What number did you get? Did you whatever? There's no discussion online about the exclusives this year at all. Because I don't know anyone that got them. They kept boasting, oh, we only made 700 of this thing. Okay, make 2,000. I don't know. You have so many people gathered around to get these, and there was no discussion because that's not that many people, you know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that. So, and everywhere I looked online, because I was just curious, like, who got this stuff? And, you know, maybe someone would want to trade something or whatever. There's no discussion anywhere. No one got it.
They make less and they make them more expensive, and the fever gets even bigger around these.
But last year, they sold probably a couple thousand of those morphers, or maybe 1,000. I don't know. But there was discussion everywhere. It worked in their favor. But there were so few of the items this year. It almost went... It was, like, exclusive to the point of extinction. It's like, no one I know, like, got them. Or even saw them, you know? Yeah. So it was kind of dumb. I like exclusives, personally, that you could get any time in that 4 days. But if you're not there those 4 days, you didn't get it.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a good exclusive. You know, that's how we handled it at our booth. We had prints... That were there the whole weekend.
Way more than enough just to make sure
you guys get them.
If you went to Comic-Con at any point, you can get an exclusive, and we're not going to sell out for you.
Yeah, but if you weren't there that weekend, if you don't put out the effort, you didn't get them. That's a good exclusive.
Isn't it hard enough just getting into Comic-Con?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
Well, we talked about this, but Comic-Con has things, and everyone's vying for it. Derek, like you said, like Arvin thinks they have liquid gold. Everyone tries to do something that's going to ruin one full day of your Comic-Con.
Your Thursday
is fucked. Your Saturday is fucked. Like, why? Because you want a toy.
You have to go. You have to go wait in line to get a ticket, to get a raffle, to get an item. Maybe.
I mean, what a fucking process.
But man, fucking 10 months ago, I had to wait in line to get a ticket, to get a raffle, to get into the fucking convention.
Yeah.
When do the lines for the raffle tickets stop?
I saw a guy almost in tears on the last day.
Oh, God.
And I mean, like, it was ridiculous what he was upset about, but I get it.
It breaks you down.
He waited in line outside the convention center till 3 in the morning. The hall opened up, and he made a beeline to the Lego booth for something they were selling, some exclusive, whatever. And by the time that... I mean, I was walking through the hall when it opened, because, you know, we had our badge or whatever, It was probably 9:05, 5 minutes after the hall opened. The line was capped for the day. And this this guy was like, "What? I waited since 3. When it opened, I came straight here. What could I have done? What could I have done?" And it's like, man.
Waited from 3 the day before.
Yeah, but it's like...
Should have got there at 250.
What?
Yeah, I know... Speaking of when I was talking about the Power Rangers things, yeah. I know people who got there who were coming into San Diego that day and was like, hey, screw it, let's get there really early, and got there at, like, I think 4... I don't know. You could get them starting at 6, the tickets for them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, got there and... Oh, yeah, 6:01, yeah, they're all gone. What could I have done? I was here... This guy's been here since 2. All right. Like, none of it is worth it.
I didn't get any exclusives this year.
You know what? I was talking to Dominic on preview night saying I have not gotten... Like, we sold that one thing together. We got that Power Rangers thing together, but whatever.
Yeah.
I've not gotten something for me, an exclusive, in like...
Just for your own interest.
Years and years.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was. And the second I say that, Rocco tells me that I'm exclusive, and I had to get it. And I broke down, got the first one.
So Mondo's a big art collective, art site, whatever. They made an exclusive set of Batman the Animated Series vinyl records featuring Danny Elfman's music from the cartoon. And but they had different kinds of art on them and stuff like that, and they were really, really cool. And that was another example of a great exclusive. They had a different exclusive every day. We heard about it and went and got... If you were there that day, you got it.
Yeah.
If you wasted time and didn't go, you didn't.
No, that it was $15, which is like...
Exactly. $15. Who doesn't have $15?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to spend $75 on that, which most things would be for exclusive. But $15, yeah, sure.
But that was a really good exclusive.
Which again is what we do with our posters or whatever. $10.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we want everyone to
get it.
Yeah, everyone to get it.
How much music is on that?
Oh, it's just a 7-inch single. So
two songs,
opening and closing on one side, and then there's like other unreleased tracks on the other side.
Oh, cool,
side.
Cool.
So nothing crazy, but $15, and it's cool art. It looks cool.
Yeah. So anyway, it was kind of a weird scene, and it was like a lot of regular booths faced, you know, kind of had a challenge. It's like by the time people and guests got to their booth, it was like they were put through the ringer by all these giant booths. It was just a weird scene, you know, but...
We read an article, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal.
Something like that.
Said the average Comic-Con attendee spent $30 at the convention.
Wow.
On the show floor. But we know from experience that people paid up to $400 to park their cars there for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, yeah, it's just weird being at Comic-Con.
Yeah. I appreciate every single person who came to our booth and hung out and bought stuff and went to our panel because I know a fucking hard time that was to get to our booth.
Yeah, surprisingly. Yeah,
what a hassle to get there.
Surprisingly, the show floor was kind of empty this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
really weird.
Yeah, there was more stuff outside the convention center than ever before, I feel like, and it spread way further away from the convention center, too. So
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, honestly, didn't even get into the convention center.
And there's so much free shit going on, you don't even need a badge. Just go down.
Really, yeah.
People just go down and roam Gaslamp looking at costumes, go to the free, like, events around.
I found out that my grandparents go to Comic-Con every single year and just watch people.
Crazy.
But that's why I did, you know, there's definitely an electricity that's at San Diego Comic-Con that other cons don't have. So I get that experience, but why I really enjoyed, like, we did Anime Expo, that is a crowd that there's a bunch of stuff going on, but it's all kind of, you have the room to just walk in and talk with us and be there, and it's like, you're not fighting against the clock.
No.
If I'm not here by this point, I can't wait all night. It's not, you know, that whole process is not there.
It's relaxed.
Yeah,
it's
and not... so I really enjoy that, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Should we talk about the event we did at Petco?
We should.
While we're still on the show floor, though, we should mention the best neighbors ever to have.
Yes.
So
Thank
good
you
they
for
don't
that
need
up.
Exclusives.
That's true.
But the folks over at Killer Pumpkins.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, once again, we were next to the guys at Killer Pumpkins.
Yeah, we were in between really cool people and really shitty people.
Yeah.
To our right, the most awesome website you could ever visit, killerpumpkin.com. Check them out. Buy some art. Decorate your dorm room. Become cool. Visit Killer Pumpkin.
Get a Killer Pumpkin on that wall.
On the other side, we have these stinkos. Meh. Rooster Teeth.
Bunch of smellers.
We're not going to talk about them. Let's talk about Killer Pumpkins.
I don't want to promote filth. Yeah. Anyway, Killer Pumpkins, these guys, are there with their artwork, very Halloween themed artwork, spooky artwork.
It is.
And these guys, they aren't coy about it. They are forthcoming. Hey, you want some spooky stuff on your wall? Bam! Here it is.
Killer
no
pumpkin,
ifs,
baby.
Ands, or buts. No bells and whistles. No cheese. No BS.
Woo! Some people, honestly, some people look at Killer Pumpkin and they say, "What is that? Why would I want a Killer Pumpkin piece of art?" You don't fucking get
it. Yeah, you don't get it, bro. Jonah Vasquez gets it.
I'm not gonna sit here and explain to you why Killer Pumpkin's so cool. You either get it or you don't. Buy a Killer Pumpkin painting. Get cool.
There it is. There it is.
And that's
enough said.
No, those guys are awesome.
Yeah,
I
continues to say more
with our
what?
So Bob, Osama
is
dead.
We were referencing Osama is dead.
Oh, okay, get it. I know what you're doing. Sorry. I'm gonna say that everyone around us was great. I really had a great time with. You know, it's kind of cool. Like doing a convention is like camp almost, where it's like you hang out with these people you see once a year for 5 days, and you see them all day. And then after that, it's like, I'll see you next year. And it's like, but it's a fun time just to see the same people back and back. So it's like a little camp for us.
Yep. It was cool. And no, that's really it.
Yeah. And once again, all the other booths around us.
Big ass.
That's a fart noise and a thumbs down. It represents turd.
But let me just say really quick, like, I think you guys will be, I mean, there was a lot of articles this year. Again, what we were talking about is how many events and things are kind of pulling the crowd's attention at Comic-Con that it's hard for regular booths to do anything. And I think there's so many articles coming out about exhibitors that aren't coming back. Like, Mile High Comics is one of the biggest things at Comic-Con, and they're not returning. One. I think you guys will be surprised who doesn't come back next year. There was a lot of talk amongst a lot of booths that we talked to that were like, I don't know if we're coming back and things like that. So it's very interesting to see where it's at over the next couple of years. But
we'll be back.
Speaking of the outside stuff that was, you know, kind of vying for attention, you guys did.
Yeah.
You guys did a cool
thing. We got signed up to do a Walking Dead zombie run experience.
Obstacle course.
I've heard about that for years.
And you know, when I found out about it, I thought, oh, cool, obstacle course. That should be a lot of fun. I didn't realize it was like a 3 mile run through Petco Park. I was so fucking tired by the end of that thing.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
It killed us. Well, we were under like pretty pressing time schedules that day.
That's true.
That afternoon.
That's true.
Yeah, we should talk about what it was, but then I have a story about what happened afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. We have some friends who invited us to do this obstacle course experience. It was really cool. They took over Petco Park, which is the baseball stadium next to the convention center, and they set it up all like a military base refugee camp. And they had actors, probably over like 200 actors.
I would say they didn't hold back, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
Like, it
walkers, starts off, but then like hospital workers, FEMA workers, commandos.
And they had a shit ton of zombies chasing you and people who had been eaten and mutilated just spread out all over the place.
And they basically just let you go, and then like you have to get from A to B and not get tagged or, you know, infected by the zombies.
Yeah, and they had cars set up in there and
you run
like,
over cars.
Busted out cars. Like traffic dividers.
Yeah.
They put up graffiti all over the walls. So sometimes you would be running into a staircase and there'd be like, you know, the kind of stuff you'd see on the, in Left 4 Dead, like the writing on the walls
and
of the safe houses.
You know, like stuff
exactly.
Like that,
and these actors being like, get the fuck in here! Shut those fucking doors! There's zombies out there!
Which, when they said fuck the first time, I was like, oh, we're doing this. All right, cool.
Yeah, they're not sugarcoating.
They started cussing at us and I was just like, oh, this is so much more fun now.
I borrowed Rocco's GoPro, so I filmed the whole thing, which I should upload. I haven't done it yet, but I should upload soon. Garrett was a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, I've
never seen Garrett so into something ever. There was a point where there was a wall of zombies, and I'm like, how the fuck can I get past them? And Garrett starts banging on the fence, come here, you idiots! And then they all, and then like we ran around the zombies, and the guy running it broke character, and I was like, hey man, that was good. He was like super into it.
They were stoked. It was a lot of fun.
I got tagged a shit ton. There were a ton of YouTube people there. I don't know if I should say who all was there, because you might see some videos coming out, but some big YouTubers.
Some already are coming out.
Yeah, that we were running in this group with. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to say about it?
No, I'll upload it if you guys ever want to check it out.
We were...
Yeah, you should. That footage was really good.
When we got done with it, it was basically like you just dumped a bucket of water on our heads.
Yeah, like,
it had rained that morning, and then it had gotten, like, up in the 90s again, so it was just humid as fuck, and we were so sweaty.
I think Garrett and I had a place to be. We had another, like, post-Comic-Con event to go to, which started at 7:30. And so we started this zombie run. What time would you say we started at? Like 6:30, 6:45?
Yeah, probably 6:45.
We had about 15 minutes to go through the whole thing, having no idea that it would be a 3-mile obstacle course. And honestly, I think me and Garrett were in like the top 5 or 10 people to finish it.
Well, all of us were in that same room.
We were
in the
same group, yeah.
It was, but we blasted through the other group we started with.
Yeah, we were hauling. I think we actually went into the group in front of us.
Yeah.
I lost like half of our group. I was like, where the fuck did they go?
Dude, too slow.
There was one point where everyone starts running off into this back area. So me and Garrett go back there, and we find out, like, once we get back there, they all start, like, laughing. And it's like, oh, shit, these are people who are, like...
on break.
Yeah, these are people who are working this right now. We're in the wrong area, and the second we turn around, a zombie just, like, destroys Garrett.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong area.
We got pretty chewed up.
We got fucked
up,
yeah.
All right, so I want to tell this real quick story about...
Yeah.
How I got super embarrassed after the zombie run. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had just done this 3-mile obstacle course. I was super sweaty. We were all really sweaty. I was fucking disgusting.
We were all disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It was probably about 7:10 by the time we got out of there. So I had about 20 minutes to get to where I was going. And my bicycle, I rode my bicycle to the convention center. It was behind the convention center, and I was at Petco Park across the street over a footbridge.
Right, which I should say, during this time, 20 minutes to get anywhere on Comic-Con is no small feat.
No.
That is impossible.
No, and I'm
probably, wall-to-wall people.
I'm probably like half a mile away from my bicycle at this point. So I get out of here, and I'm literally like, I'll see you guys later. I just got to go. I'm jogging. If you've been to Comic-Con or any massive convention, like, just imagine, like, wall-to-wall people where you can't even take a full stride with your feet because it's so crowded. This was the kind of foot traffic I was forcing myself through over a footbridge, you know, 4 or 5 blocks. I have convention center staff telling me, like, you can't go behind the convention center, buddy. What are you trying to do? And I was like, I got a bike locked up back there. And they're yelling at me, so I'm like,
God.
Running away from these people, I finally get to my bike. I unlock it. Now I have to ride back to where I just came from. I go back to this giant footbridge filled with thousands of people. Take my bike off. I'm carrying it at this point because there's so many fucking people here. I am so sweaty. Let me tell you, this is literally the sweatiest I've ever been in my life. But I'm thinking, like, I just need to ride my bike home. I have 20 minutes to get home, take a shower, get to where I need to be.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, I'm coming down the staircase. I'm about to say a bad word that I'm not supposed to say, but this is the story.
This is the quote.
This is how it happened to me.
This is what was said.
I'm in this fucking ocean of people. It's the type of situation where I'm super self-conscious. Like, I don't want to get too close to anybody because I know, like...
You're going
to
cream them.
Man, anybody within 5 feet of me must, like, smell just terrible BO. This is, like, the most unflattering... I have, like, my hair is in my eyes. It's all, like, streaming in my eyes. I can see it. I'm super embarrassed.
It's like, when you have those drips that come off
the tip of your nose. Oh, yeah. I'm going down the steps, and I'm seeing, like, droplets, like, fall, like, hit the ground.
It was that fucking
humid. I was so gross! And I'm coming down the steps, like, trying to get free of these people, and I see these two really, really pretty black girls walking towards me. And they're totally done up, wearing high heels. They have, like... hair.
They're going clubbing.
They look really done up, and they're like coming towards where I am, and I pick up on their conversation, and it's basically just like, everybody around here is so fucking stinky. And at this point, I'm just trying to get through the crowd, like, don't let these girls see me, don't let these girls see me. And as I'm as close to them as Sean is, as I'm passing them, and one of them points to me and looks at the other one and goes, and look at this nigga so fucking sweaty. And she pointed at me. And I was just like, I am so fucking sweaty.
You were like,
you have no idea. Yeah, I was like, you literally caught me at the sweatiest I've been probably since I was a teenager in gym class. Like... this is a low point in my life, and you just called me out on it.
Oh, blast.
You were very, like, upset that they pointed you out and said that, and, like, were thinking about that.
It, like...
it's embarrassing, it's, right?
Like, man, I got caught. Like, they caught me.
Yeah, they did.
Is that racist, Eric?
Welcome back to the Screensavers.
live from San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm Leo Laporte. Anyway, Yoshi. Needless to
I'm
say.
Martin Sheen. Was that, no, what's his name?
Who?
Martin.
Fuck. Martin got, Short. No.
I apologize.
Martin Sargent.
Sargent.
Martin,
yeah.
Sargent.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm getting sweaty now. Just getting thinking about that story.
Thinking about
Comic
Con is sweaty.
Yeah. Getting flashbacks.
So why don't we talk about what we showed there?
Yeah.
Yes.
We debuted, and it went on YouTube this past week, our Dragon Ball Z live action movie trailer, which has been going crazy. I was not anticipating the reaction.
Yeah. Over really well. Promoting Battle of Gods, which by the time you're watching this, when Sean puts it up, it'll be out. On the 5th.
Yep.
There you go.
Is that... Wow, it's... Yeah. I didn't realize it was August.
We gotta go see it again, man. I mean, we gotta see it at Anime Expo.
Yeah, I wanna go.
Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, yeah. So, a while back, long time ago, Funimation talked to us about... We have known our good friend Justin at Funimation, other guys at Funimation. We've known them for a while, and a while back, they kind of threw it out there. Hey, what would you do if you did a Dragon Ball... If you had, like... If you were doing a Dragon Ball video, like an official Dragon Ball Z video, what would you do? And this is a long time ago, and we kind of came up with, well, no one's done a live-action movie well. Because you kind of can't, you know, in a way. But what if we tried? You know, I don't know. We just kind of had a loose idea. And we actually just, in throwing out ideas, came up with kind of an outline of what that would look like. If we did our own live-action movie trailer... and then just that was any and that was it. It just kind of sat there. And then fairly recently, they came to us and were like, "Hey, the movie's coming out in theaters. Let's do it. I think it's time to do that kind of video. What do you think about
promo
that?"
Time.
And so we did it, and it was pretty close to what we originally kind of jotted down a long time ago. We just had all the trailer like nuance, you know, just the kind of over the top. Things basically that just made us laugh immediately. There was a point where we were trying to think of things for them to say in the trailer, and I remember one of them, Derek was legitimately trying to think of something like, what if Vegeta's like, what would they do if they got all 7 Dragon Balls? Like, if we get all 7 Dragon Balls, we can do something crazy.
Something crazy.
And that made us laugh. It was like, no, just write that down. That's it. Write that down. You know,
don't
it was just, it was just these kind of things that are like, how hard can you try to, you know, like, I don't know. But anyway, so we did it and busted ass to get that done.
Yeah, that was
by Comic-Con. Yeah, that was down to the wire.
We started filming that after Comic-Con. FGC and had to be done before Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So that was nuts.
Yeah, so we had to get rolling on that. And I was really happy with
people, that. Like what I just said about Garrett being a kid in a candy store with the zombie run thing, that was these two filming this whole video.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen them so giddy about like doing like a product. Like, they were
dragging themselves
it
up.
It was so funny just to watch them.
It was so much fun editing a Dragon Ball video because it was just like making your own episode of the show. It was just... We had... Somebody out there released all the Dragon Ball sound effects that are specifically listed to every move they make. I don't know who the hell
had the time to
do that, but they did. And so using that and the original Japanese music and all that stuff, it was just crazy. Like it was like, it really was like, it was like playing with fucking toys. Like it was just so much fun. And I remember I kind of started the video, like in editing it, I was the one that kind of started it, and I knew Derek, in this case, would be the one coming in to kind of perfect everything and get the effect. Derek really did just about all the effects in it. But I kind of started the backbone of the editing, and I was like, damn, I wanted to get a head start, but I'm not going to be able to come in until tomorrow morning. I'll come in early. And usually when you say that, it's like, once you get there, it's like, oh, it's too early, and I don't want to, you know, you don't get a lot done. I came to the office at like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And within 3 hours, almost had the trailer. Because I was just, like, laughing and, like, editing at such a furious pace because...
Something you were hot
in
on.
My brain, I could see, this is a Dragon Ball episode. Like, I know where this should go and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And plus, we had a really solid outline, too. But, anyway, it was so much fun. And then doing the effects, yeah. It was, like, watching Derek do the auras and stuff. Which, anyway,
kudos,
it was a lot of fun.
The Goku Piccolo, like, fast forward punching.
Oh, I
whatever.
Think that's great.
And yeah. then the instant transmission slam into the rock. We did a lot of takes to get that right, and the whole time we're doing it, it's just like, how the fuck is this going to come together? Like, I know yeah. it is, but it really looked like the fucking cartoon. That yeah. was great.
That was really
I think
cool.
the people who did like the video in the comments really focused in on stuff like that.
It was a lot yeah. of fun, and I like the opportunity to watch all the live-action DBZ videos that are already on
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to have a smash hit when I saw that two guys pretending to play DBZ in their backyard had 11 million views.
In sweatpants.
yeah, in sweatpants. So I thought, like, we'll at least be this good.
Yeah. yeah. But I think that video really benefited from Derek and I were just, I mean, we knew that material inside and out, and so it was just every chance to use, you know, it wasn't even a matter of thinking of what's a good gag for the scene. It was just we naturally knew the language of DBZ. Well, if Garrett throws this punch, obviously Goku's going to do instant transmission to get out of there. And I felt Clearly. So bad for poor Sean as he's standing. I did not realize till we were almost done with we were like halfway through the video, I should say. And Sean is super quiet, and I'm like, instinctively, I'm like, did I say something to piss him off? What did I do? And then Sean just kind of was like, I haven't really watched Dragon Ball Z. I don't know what, and it was like, holy shit, this whole time, I haven't really explained myself, so like, I'm running back all the things that I've been saying as we filmed through the week.
Yeah.
I'm going, ha! Garrett's, you know, Piccolo's from Namek, but he goes Super Saiyan. That doesn't mean shit to Sean. And it only occurred to me halfway through. I was like, shit, I haven't detailed this.
I've been so caught
in this world that, yeah.
It was fine. I was watching you guys, but you were very excited, but I'm like, I have nothing to contribute. Like, I'll get the lights, I'll get the costumes, because I can look at that and say, okay, whatever. I can't do anything else. So, like, all the jokes, it's all them. Like, I had no idea what we were doing.
And so we kept trying to, like, equate it. It was like, we were out and just like, hey,
okay,
all right,
yeah.
Sean, this scene, yeah, Piccolo goes Super Saiyan. Just picture, like, you know, Picard walks on the bridge, and he's a Klingon, and everyone accepts it as normal,
but
you know?
Sean's response yeah. was, that doesn't make sense. That never happened. He did turn into a Romulan once.
So I gave up. I quit.
So
I was like, hey, I tried to level with
you. So who's the bigger nerd?
Yeah.
He didn't turn into a Romulan. He was just in disguise. Whatever.
It's broken. That's why it's stuck looking like a police box.
yeah, there is some. There's a little controversy.
Oh, my God.
It's controversy.
Some debate, conspiracy theory. We'll settle it right now. Yes, that is a blurred penis on Super Saiyan level 15.
That
Goku.
Was written into the outline.
That
I saw
great.
It.
In fact, let's grab the penis right now.
Yeah, you
Goku
made it.
Show it off.
Yeah.
We can show it now because Twitch has different regulations.
While he's grabbing that, I just wanted to say people were asking, like, how did you decide what to make each Super Saiyan form? Like, why a flaming shoe? Why that? Whatever. 100% impulse. Throw it out there. We're doing that. When we were... Okay, Super Saiyan 8...
I think it's over there.
Super Saiyan 8, some of you guys might know the reference, maybe not, but there's a video we favorited years ago that we've referenced on here where there's a clip on YouTube literally called SSJ8, and it's just a clip, it's a frame of Goku with blue and black hair with lens flare eyes just going... and the description and the comments were, could be real.
Could be real.
I couldn't find it. You all know what a penis looks like.
What?
We couldn't find it.
I'll show mine by the end. Of
all right, we're going to screen grab.
Like
we're going to screen
literal
cap Rocco's dick.
So, anyway, so, you know, Super Saiyan, we were like, we got to show
That's a video
the different Super Saiyan forms.
You've gone into the comments every couple of years and brought that big
yeah.
argument back up.
Just,
oh, it looks real to
just
me.
Just look up SSJ8, and it's people going, I don't know, could be real.
No,
so
it's
we
fucking
had,
not.
No, it's not. This is fucking fake. So, anyway, so we referenced that video. Very few people will get that, I'm sure. But, anyway, that's Super Saiyan 8 Goku. That was what that was from. Then you go Super Saiyan 10.
That was originally supposed to be the one with the giant dick.
Yeah.
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 The concept was a giant ape with long golden hair and just a massive throbbing cock.
The gorilla costume we used was so black and bulky that you couldn't really see it.
Yeah.
So we decided to put it on Super
but that
Saiyan
was,
level
Yeah.
Yeah, 15, but that was Derek. But so Super Saiyan 10, that was Derek just kind of blurted that out. And we were talking about how the way that like Dragon Ball GT went, as the creator kind of stepped away, everything just got bigger and grosser.
And hairier.
And hairier. Yeah. So Derek was like, so obviously I think if Super Saiyan 10 existed, it'd be a long ass hair and fucking gorilla's body. And so, that was it. So that was that. And then it was like, okay, so what's the... We got to go higher then.
For Super Saiyan 20, I remember I threw out an idea thinking 15, like... 15. For 15, yeah. It was like, I'm going to throw this idea out just as an example to get the ball rolling. Like, imagine if you were just covered in foil and we poured, like, blue hair gel all over you. Just something as weird as that. We'll talk to Garrett about it, see what he comes up with. And I think, like, you came in the room, we told you that, and you're like, let's just do that.
Oh, we can do that.
Just do that.
Yeah.
So that was what you
that
got?
That was fun. Me and Sean got to wrap Rocco head to toe in foil.
That's probably not behind the scenes footage of that. That was fucking weird. There are things you do when you're filming with your friends that you never thought you would do to this person. And Rocco is in nothing
but
briefs.
You gotta get intimate.
And I'm like in between his legs putting the foil on. I'm just like, this is fucking awful. Like, I don't want to be doing
putting
this.
Putting on a foil.
No offense. I don't do it to anyone.
But then when I step on the green seat, Garrett just starts slapping blue.
Yeah, he's just throwing it at
goo
him.
On
yeah.
me. And, yeah, it was not comfortable. However, I felt much cooler in the foil than the gorilla outfit.
I feel like
the gorilla outfit was a sweat sponge, and the foil was just foil.
See, with the foil and then the hair gel, it was cheap hair gel, alcohol-based, and it really had some vapor coming off
Did you get drunk?
Well, no, but I feel like Rocco was having, like, a chemical reaction.
He had it in his mouth for a little
with
bit. Why?
Just with his whole,
spit it out
his whole body being covered in tin foil and then applying the hair gel to it. Like, it started to fume and react, and he was sweating. And
I could only
breathe
out one little thing, and it was full of gel.
I didn't know if we were going to kill him, like, smother his body inside the like, sink him.
You're going to cook
him. I think he was drunk.
Get him cooked.
After we did that,
he was a little fucked up.
He stayed
in your underwear.
He took out the foil and then walked outside in his underwear when all the construction people
guys.
Are getting off their long-ass day, and he's just in his blue briefs just chilling.
A lot of people are asking, is there going to be behind the scenes? There might be. We do have some, but because of the fast nature of this video, we didn't have a ton. But I do have footage of that and
you
a few other things.
That.
So you might see something this week. I bet you'll get something this week about that. But
Level 20,
yeah.
I think, was a big question mark on the outline. It was like, and then he'll go Super Saiyan level 20. Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, and so, again, the day came where it's like, hey, we got to decide what's the final form. And Derek went, again, just impulse. Derek went, I feel like we just need, like, a girl in a bikini. Like, the furthest thing from what you should be. Just like a girl in a bikini.
Yeah, like, it's a fighting show where these warriors get more swole and more ape-like the angrier they get.
Yeah.
So how about they become so powerful they just turn into, like, a cute girl?
Hey, that's an Akira Toriyama trait. When something reaches its final form, it gets smaller and simpler. Remember that, Eric? Write that down.
Until GT.
Until GT.
Until he left.
So don't put that for GT.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Battle of Gods is a similar
aesthetic. The person that...
We literally don't know any girls.
There was someone in particular that we wanted to play that part, but I was like, I don't know, I think she might be busy. What if we can't do that because we only have a couple days? And then Derek was like, in all honesty, if we can't get them, then just do a fucking... shoe on fire or something.
I think too.
Well, there it is.
It was like, how do we explain to this girl what we're doing and just have it make sense?
Yeah.
Shortly and quickly. So I said, write this in the email. We need something so weird. If it's not you, we're gonna light a shoe on fire and have that be you instead.
Yeah.
Those are your points.
That could work for you.
And I think I think I got an email back that was like, you should just light the shoe on fire.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Hey. And anyway, and that ended up being really funny, I thought. So it worked out. But anyway, yeah. Personally, if we could talk about favorite
Everybody
parts.
In the chat, they're naming girls. We don't know any girls.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that
you're,
was
writing,
the problem.
You're writing made-up names.
You're just making us feel bad.
Stop.
Stop.
And I wanted to say my favorite part of the process of working on the video and in the final video is as we were working on it, I was like, in my brain, I saw, there's a scene we wrote where a robber shoots Vegeta.
Originally, you're supposed to shoot Piccolo.
Yeah, but then we changed it because Piccolo looked so good, we wanted to put him in the fight scenes. So it's like, well, shoot, Vegeta. And the whole time I'm trying to, it's like, is that what drives Piccolo to go Super Saiyan? Or what drives him? Wait, so he gets shot. Does that anger Goku? Or the whole time I'm trying to figure it out, and then we get there filming, I'm like, I just don't see how this is going to connect. And they're basically like,
it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't. Vegeta gets shot by a robber. The end.
It's a movie trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at one point Rocco was reviewing the script, being like, well, we switched the characters now. I don't think it makes any sense. And our response was, yeah, it's not going to make any fucking sense.
So now that's one of my favorite parts, is that Vegeta gets shot by a robber who doesn't even stick around long enough to rob him.
No, he's so scared by the action.
I want to point out a reference. Nobody got it, but I know it's there because I'm the one who made it. I was referencing Jersey Shore specifically when I'm shouting at Goku to stop. In my mind, I was trying to channel Jersey Shore. For any Jersey Shore fans out there who remember Ron Stop, that's all I could think of. So, Jersey Shore reference.
Ron Stop!
For Jersey Shore fans, Ron Stop! Stop!
I have no idea, but I can imagine. Rocco, you got
Sam
in the you got in another reference of want to see me turn into a Super Saiyan.
We decided that it couldn't be a Dragon Ball Z video.
No,
if we didn't start with
to get that in there.
To have that in official Funimation supported
it's canon, guys.
Thing to have that, and it's perfect, so it's great.
And then what the plan always was, even from the inception of the video long ago, we knew it had to end with Neo showing up and then them cutting it off before it could anything could happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know the fucking video's over.
But why fuck does Neo talk like Agent Smith?
That's the best part, and I think that's the perfect example of that not making sense.
Yeah.
Because Derek said, well, he should come out and say, Mr. Goku, I've been waiting to fight you. And Rocco said, well, yeah, but, like, that doesn't make sense. And Derek Stoneface looked down and went, fuck making sense.
Yeah. But Neo showing up is...
Kevin
can attest to this. There were a few nights that I was here like overnight because things were just rendering or this or that, or I wanted to get something just right that I stayed late. And most of those nights, Kevin actually was here just hanging out. And you correct me if I'm wrong, we laughed at Neo every time.
Yeah.
And that's when I feel good about a video is when I've watched it 100 times and I'm still laughing at something.
It's so ass backwards when he comes on screen. And
my favorite thing was the comments, and it was the people who are so upset because you guys didn't know the source material at all and how wrong everything was, which I thought, like, okay, I don't know this at all, but I could have never in a million years gotten things as wrong as they did, because you have to
know the ins and outs
of it to get it as wrong and fucked up as you guys did. So good on you guys for knowing it so well.
The fucking were in it.
But I want to say, though, on that note, I want to say, for not having seen much of Dragon Ball, Sean made all the costumes for the Tuffles. Oh. And the Tuffles are such a one-off reference in the Dragon Ball universe, so it was as obscure as we could make it. But Sean nailed what Akira Toriyama characters look like.
Yep.
I mean, those could have also been Chrono Trigger characters.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in that kind of brown garb with a thing,
it's
a
like
sash
a
and a thing, and one thing over one eye, you know, the
even
scouter.
The guns worked, and everything was great.
Yeah, Sean absolutely nailed that. And the combination of Sean getting those costumes perfect, and then Derek knowing where there were, like, domed buildings for the background, that's so Toriyama.
That shot looks like composited, but it's not.
Yeah.
That shot's awesome.
So the combination of all that, to me, was like, because I love, Akira Toriyama is one of my favorite artists. I have books of his shit that I could just look at all day. So seeing that come together was like, oh, wow. For supposedly not having any knowledge of that.
I can Google image search a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to be able to be helpful in some way with this video that I wasn't going to go all out for what I could do.
My favorite thing in the comments are people linking to other live-action fan-made Dragon Ball Z videos and saying those are better.
Yeah. Those are not...
There's sure. no levity to them, and they're so hard to watch.
They take themselves so seriously.
Oh, it's
and everybody,
miserable.
Everybody who claims that they're better just points out, like, well, yeah, they take it more seriously. It's like... Guys,
all that stuff comes from South America.
That's the fucking joke.
It was posted on like Kotaku or something, and there were on every site it was posted. You'd see about 100 of better than Dragon Ball Evolution. Yeah, still yep. better than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, that was
better
the
than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Comment.
So there were 10 of those in a row on Kotaku, and then the next comment was my favorite one. It was, hey, does anyone know if this is better than Dragon Ball Evolution? That made me laugh. So anyway. That's it. I don't know if there... Is there anything else to say about that? I mean...
No, it really was better than Dragon Ball Evolution.
I think it's kind of great.
It was so much fun to watch the fast-motion fight scenes and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, thrilling at times.
Cool.
My only regret... Yeah. Yeah. We did have to make it in 1 week. I wish that we had more time to put more fighting into it.
You don't want
to
make
that,
a whole episode.
That made, like... Really? It's maybe 10 seconds of fighting in that video,
yeah.
but that stands out so
yeah.
much. I wish it was 30 seconds or 90 seconds. I wish that there were some juicy bits in there. That's my only regret.
Yeah. If we had a month to make
yeah,
the video.
Maybe in the future we'll come back to it.
Do more Dragon Ball. I could do that forever. That was so much fun. And, yeah, so thanks to everybody who passed it around and looked at it and all that stuff. I really appreciate it because I was pretty happy with how that turned out, and thank you to Funimation, thank you to Justin for Funimation,
yeah,
did
Justin,
the intro and the outro for it that were really good, and so yeah, I
it already has over half a million views
yeah.
on YouTube.
Pretty That's
good.
Awesome, pretty
really
good.
Big for us. I really like that video. Sometimes when a big video for us comes out, I'll go back and review some of our other videos. I'll be so proud of our work. I'll check
yeah.
out things
yeah.
we've done.
Look at related clips.
Yeah, I recently rewatched Pizzatron, which we put up on YouTube about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
I wish it had more views. That doesn't
really?
Have nearly enough views.
Really? I thought that got a lot.
Well, it's not.
It got a lot on Game Trailers.
Not
too,
over half a million. What
more.
The hell?
Another, on Game Trailers, it got a couple hundred thousand though. Yeah.
Another video that I watched recently that maybe some people have forgotten about. I'm going to say #TBT. Check this out. Our Gooper video.
That video's great.
Gooper,
watch our,
oh, yeah.
Watch our Gooper video. It's a parody of the movie Looper. Came out last year. It might spoil Looper for you, so
yeah.
Be prepared for that.
Yeah.
And if you're prepared for that, it's a good video.
See,
check it out.
I hate that video.
You
so,
do?
Yeah.
Really?
I
Why?
I don't think that video's... That video does not entertain me. I think it's a good style parody of that movie. I don't think it has anything beyond that.
Watch it again, because I watched it this morning. It's highly entertaining.
Really?
Highly.
Yeah, it's very, like... well made and has a good atmosphere. Even if you don't find the content funny, it is made in such a way that it is engaging to watch for 3 minutes. It's like, I'll see mm-hmm. where this goes. It's a good video.
Okay.
Check out Gooper.
I mean, the director of Looper approved it, so it must be
something.
That's
true.
Yeah,
Looper approved.
Looper
yeah.
approved.
So, and you think you know more
Gooper,
about
Looper approved.
Entertaining videos than him? Please,
Rocco.
Please.
Well, he is directing Star Wars Episode 9 in 2028.
What?
And listen, focus on me. I did see the leaked Comic-Con footage of that mongrel shit, Ben Affleck, as Batman. I don't know if you saw the leak, but he's in the
Dude.
Fucking armor. Yeah, he would need armor because he doesn't have a fucking muscle in his body.
Get a
and
chest.
And Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner both know it, you fat bitch.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn.
Piece
that's
of
a good,
shit. Matt a Damon and me are going to fucking kill you, even though we...
That took a turn. This
Fuck
is an L.A.
Him.
Themed cast.
Oh yeah, God. L.A. doesn't want you anymore, Ben Affleck, you shit.
Move back to New York right, City.
Go like get Ebola at the fucking airport.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Didn't it leak
what?
Out there or something?
Did
it?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I didn't hear about that.
I kept hearing rumors
Whoa.
That Ebola leaked out.
I heard that Ebola Whoa. Was coming here, but
one American doctor got Ebola and came back to the United States.
Why was
yeah, go
back?
Kiss Ben Affleck.
Because I think,
he
because
wants
I
to
think
get
two
better.
Got it. I think two got it and one died and one came back.
Oh,
so.
Fuck.
Wow.
Quarantine.
Cool. Don't come back.
It's the last of a shit.
I mean,
it's okay. They're super secluded in the Atlanta airport.
Hot Atlanta.
Hey, you know what? You wouldn't have to worry if you were a fucking vegan. Never think about it.
LA cast.
Wake up. Okay, can't be any more clear
Did
about
you know there's Ebola and quinoa? There's not.
Kombucha
yeah.
tea has
there's
been
not.
Known to prove your immunity by putting good, healthy bacteria back
you know
into your
how many
stress.
Vegetarians have died of Ebola? Zero.
It's true.
In fact, they live longer and have better sexual intercourse and are happier people. So,
drink your live active cultures in kombucha tea. You can get it like anywhere. Go to a
Roback. And go and Ben Affleck drink my live active piss because you're a piece of
well
of
wow.
excrement. You eat shit. Get some Rice Krispies, some milk, and my shit. Anyway, so that's enough Comic-Con panel talk.
Wow.
But I am
wow.
really excited. I want to say I'm really excited about Wonder Woman being in it. I think that's really neat. and I think that they're going to really do a good job.
How do you feel?
Hey, wait, hold on.
Okay.
They put out the first picture. Sure. They put out the first picture. Eric, are you listening?
Yeah, no, I'm...
They put out the first picture of Wonder Woman from the new Batman movie.
Oh.
You got to put it on the screen Tuesday.
Sure.
Hey, I wonder if... I wonder if her invisible jet's in the picture. You can see it.
So I was going to ask how Rocco felt about The Last of Us being made into a movie.
Real
topic.
I thought Neil Druckmann was directing it. I guess that might not be true.
Now I'm hearing producing.
Hey.
My personal opinion, the guy who like wrote directed the game.
Oh, okay.
My personal opinion is that game that worked so well for a game, and you came out on top as a great game. I feel like it can only fail as a movie. You know, like, they nailed it. I just feel like you had lightning in a bottle. I don't see how...
Let him be the first one to write direct a movie based on the game he wrote and direct.
I mean, if he's writing the script, that'll probably be a good script. I just... I don't know. It's hard to really be optimistic when no video game movie has really ever been good. There's been ones that have been... Well, that turned out fine, but that's it. So, I just feel like... Oh, man, I don't know.
Apparently the live-action play, the one-night-only thing up in Los Angeles, was a really big success. A lot of people that went wrote rave reviews about it.
Oh, cool.
So, I don't know.
Haven't seen it or
And he got to direct that, so I think he's got the chops. Give him a shot, Hollywood. Maybe he'll want to, though. Who knows?
No, he's super talented. Everyone there at Naughty Dog is. I just feel like we had a succinct thing. I don't know.
I wonder if, because the game was such a movie in and of itself.
Yeah,
if the movie is just going
to
retell that same story.
Yeah. I would assume so, yeah.
Or, well... But the
but game, again, they already succeeded.
The
at
game
that,
right? was such a movie.
But that would just be something for like people who would never play a video game to just go see that movie.
I guess so.
And then people who are hardcore fans of the game will want to just go see another... artistic vision because it's a live action version.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I just think that that's the route they're going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. And that's what I just don't... Yeah, I don't know what to think about that. Will it top Mortal Kombat 2?
Who knows? I prefer the first Mortal
they
Kombat
They had Reptile.
You know, personally, I think the first one's better.
Second one sucked. First
Reptile
was
in the
same... Mortal Kombat Annihilation is garbage.
Yeah, it sucked.
No way. Way better.
The awesome
Reptile
cliffhanger.
Reptile was in it.
And the cliffhanger.
Yeah, you don't know. Because the first one's better.
Yeah. Yeah. First one's way better.
First one's really good.
I know the cliffhanger.
The fight with Scorpion and Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
First movie.
Get over here.
It's badass.
Saw the trees.
So fucking cool.
It's in the trees, but then it goes into that Temple of the Dead.
Yeah, it does.
I'm just saying Reptile was in that statue when they're walking through
Reptile's
the outer
world. That's the first movie.
That's the first one.
Okay, well, I agree with you then.
Thank
you. It's the first one.
That's why I've been arguing with you, to get you to say that.
You're right, dude. Okay. When I...
We don't have time for this.
I was going to say, just real quick, I played some of The Last of Us on the PS4 version.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That just came out.
Started
and,
that today.
Yeah, and it's cool. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you major, like... It's a testament to how great that game looked on a PS3. That the 4 version is like, yeah, I think it looks better, but I can't really tell. It already looked great.
I think the frame rate looks
better.
The frame rate is where it's completely different.
Right.
It's completely smooth, 60 frames a second.
Super smooth.
But just in terms of the visual definition of it,
hey,
it's hard to tell. But it's cool.
Worth it alone, when you turn your flashlight on and off, the little mic in the controller goes...
And that feels
very cool.
I know that sounds so... I was thinking about that today.
It's immersive, though.
It sounds trivial, but that is so natural. It sounds like I really turned it off in my hand.
Yeah.
And it's more natural that... I don't know how to explain it. It enhanced it.
I find myself using the flashlight a bunch now.
So that was... Anyway, it's cool. I'll play it some more, but I only played a little bit. That's really it. I haven't played anything else.
I've been playing a game. It's a Steam game. It's an indie game. It's my kind of game. It's called Pixel Piracy.
Whoa.
I bet nobody... What?
That sounds illegal.
Yeah. I'm downloading all these images of, like, naked chicks, but it's all, like, pixelated. Yeah. But I still get turned on.
That's like bubbling.
Game over.
It's like bubbling.
Can you explain quickly to me what bubbling is?
Go ahead.
Sean, go ahead, Sean.
Bubbling. I've never heard of bubbling.
I've heard of bubbling.
I don't know what this
I've
is.
I've only heard of bubbling from super religious kids.
Yeah.
Maybe, you too?
No, okay. I heard about it from Rocco, I think.
Okay. Well, they would take a picture, because they had like a porn.
Oh, yeah.
So what they would do is they would take a picture of a girl in a bikini, and they would put bubbles over, like,
where you couldn't see
the
if
bikini.
You just Google search bubbling.
Okay.
I thought it came out of an Asian thing. Yep. But yeah, you take a...
I think it's
yeah, like that. Exactly.
Hey, Garrett, you're right. It started in Japan.
Yeah, I figured it did.
Yeah.
Where you put those cropped bubbles.
So you only
images.
Show the skin and your mind fills in the gaps.
Exactly.
Hey, there
and then
is,
you cum buckets.
There is an episode... hey, there... Legitimately, there's an episode of Akiba Ranger that a monster has a like shoots women and makes their clothes look like the bubbling thing.
I think you told me about that, and that's where I found out. And you're like, look at this crazy, wacky villain they're making fun of because this is like a thing that people are doing.
He jizzes on them to make them more sexual so he can jizz.
He does a jizz on them.
Well, it's kind of like if he's shooting with bubbles.
No. He's just.
Sounds like he's jizzing
laser,
to me.
Laser.
I haven't seen it. Sounds like he's jizzing to me.
Laser.
Show of hands, who thinks it sounds like he's jizzing?
He didn't, well, he didn't get the keys, so we'll never find out.
Who it says... Yeah, well, we know how this goes.
But anyway... Oh, I was going to say... Wait, were you going to talk about the game more? Or
yeah.
You, yeah,
I was.
I didn't know where we were going.
So I've been playing a game called Pixel Piracy. I really like it. It's a strategy management game. Reminds me a little bit of Faster Than Light, where you're the captain of a pirate ship. In Faster Than Light, you're the captain of a spaceship. In Pixel Piracy, you have a pirate ship, and you kind of sail around from island to island, raiding the islands, fighting indigenous people, gathering treasure, and it's all about hiring and building up a bigger crew and building up your boat. I'm really digging it. It's pretty cool. A little bit of a learning curve, but I'm enjoying it now. Check it out. Pixel
sure
Piracy.
I was going to say real quick, the game you were playing before, was it Rogue Legacy?
Rogue Legacy.
Yeah, that is,
it's on PS3.
That is now on PS3, I think PS4.
Yeah.
And it's cross-play with Vita.
Yep.
Nice.
Which I love that. It's now on all those
Rogue
platforms.
Legacy is an awesome,
so I want to try
it's
that
an
now.
Awesome Castlevania type game.
I saw you playing it. It was really cool looking. That's on PS4 now.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
I think it's cross by like for the next week or
it's,
something.
Yo. Yeah,
I highly recommend.
I'm gonna get that.
I highly recommend Rogue Legacy. You know, I haven't beat it and I kind of fell off, but it's the kind of game where when I think about it, I know I can go back to it at any time and pick it right back up. It's almost like an arcade game. It's
yeah, because
like,
you're always playing as a new character, advancing
yeah,
your.
You are leveling your character up and advancing your character, but you can drop out of it and come back in way later and be right back into it. It's that kind of game. So.
But what I love, too, is that once it's cross-play, meaning I can play the same save file on my console or my Vita, yeah. I love being able to do that. Because I play so many times, I end up playing it portable or whatever. Be able to go back and forth is a big selling point for me. I love that, so I'm gonna definitely check.
I don't like cross play though. I like transferring my save in and out.
Oh, well, we all have our preferences.
Nice, hell yeah.
Well, it's a matter of taste.
Respect.
Shouts out.
Chat about that after. Anyway, was there any other game stuff? We should probably wrap it up. We're over.
Yeah.
We're over.
We're talking the after show.
Get Broforce.
You're playing that.
It's fun as hell.
Really?
I've seen Broforce. I don't know what it is.
Devolver put it out. It's a side-scrolling, just arcade-y type game where you can play with your friends, and they have different characters that you play as. They're all based on like 80s and 90s like action heroes. Bruce Willis, Rambo... different
Ash
Chuck Norris's
Dead, right?
And like it, they're all from action movies. You walk
yeah.
up Texas
I didn't
Ranger,
even realize that.
That's really cool
stuff. And you, hey, it's crazy action, blowing up stuff with your friends. It's a blast.
Hey, speaking of movies, I saw the latest Planet of the Apes. I can review this in the after show because I know we're over. But
quick, give a yeah. quick. Little,
no, I want to go into it. I want to. We'll save
stick
it for the
around.
After
you
show.
Gotta stick
not,
around.
Now
guys.
It's a teaser for the after show.
I was going to say, for next week, probably, I got, someone gave me a copy of, they just released for the Wii U, an HD version of, they've kind of trickled out all the Wii Sports from the Wii, like,
yeah.
in pieces, but they just released a retail release.
Oh, they did? Really?
The whole thing, plus more.
Oh, that's cool.
And someone got me a copy of that, and I haven't played it.
Oh,
next
hey,
week.
Wii Party for U, I've played more of that. It is 100% Mario Party with your Miis instead. It is a ton of fun. I really recommend it if you want to have like a fun party type game. It's great.
Cool.
Tight.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you once again to our sponsors, lootcrate.com/mega64. Go and subscribe now. Go to sumolounge.com to get an amazing chair and sit there and wait for next week's episode. And also, go to shop.mega64.com. Buy some stuff, support the show, and... like I said, Friday, August 8th, the new Mega Mansion shirt comes out. And I think we might have some restock of past things that have been sold out. I'm not sure yet. I think Club 64 shirts might be coming back that day, too.
They are.
We'll say yes. They're going to be there.
They are.
So those will be out, and we'll see what else. So shop.mega64.com. Take a look. Thank you for watching another podcast.
Stick around for Ape Talk in the after show.
I'm going to go outside. I have to pass gas. I don't want it.
And Garrett's going to fart right now. Thank you and good night.
Shit.
Whoa. Dude, you just shit your pants.
I didn't make it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get a mop.